Welcome to FTR On The Go, striving to enhance market intelligence for transportation professionals. Each week, we bring you snippets of FTR's Monday Morning Coffee, a blog written by FTR's own Steve Graham, designed to keep busy executives like you up to date with the latest economic data.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Starks, Chief Operating Officer at FTR. Today, I'll be sharing with you some of the economic insights from the week of August 22nd through the 26th, 2016, along with key upcoming economic releases. Last week's second quarter GDP revisions were generally as expected. A return to a normal pattern of inventory accumulation should help boost GDP growth in either the third or fourth quarter. Durable goods orders rose more than 4% in July, and the core capital goods orders gained more than 1.5%. This was the second consecutive month that capital goods orders were positive, a potentially positive sign for business investment and the industrial sector. New home sales jumped by their largest increase since the first half of 2015 and put July sales at a cyclical high. However, existing home sales fell 3%. Now, this week will be heavy for economic data. Personal income and spending, construction spending, vehicle sales, consumer confidence. Plus, we'll end the week with the August employment report. Employment is likely to be strong, but will be a letdown from the very strong readings of the previous 2 months. The expansion remains on a solid course. The end of the election cycle will hopefully remove a lot of uncertainty. Employment growth is healthy, but we will fall as we are reaching full employment. However, wages will continue to grow and can support additional spending. The consumer is the superstar of the expansion right now. Spending is being maintained without dipping into savings, and that is a positive sign. We could see a small rebound in business investment. There are tentative signs in that direction. In addition, housing has room to grow, which could boost overall growth. However, the weak global economy and the strong dollar do remain as headwinds. Last week's data highlight looks at durable goods orders. New orders for durable goods reversed course in July, gaining 4.4%. This followed a 4.2% decline in June. If you exclude transportation items, orders still rose a solid 1.5%. Core capital goods orders rose a touch better, gaining 1.6%. This was the second consecutive monthly increase for core orders. Both total shipments and shipments of core capital goods increased 0.2%, and inventories edged 0.3% higher. The report was positive, even after removing the volatile defense and transportation segments. The increase in core capital goods orders and inventories is a plus. The increase suggests production will start to recover after the inventory overhang. It will remain to be seen if this trend will be continued. The ISM has been positive for some time, but other manufacturing data has been mediocre at best, and investment spending disappointed in the first half of the year. Still, manufacturing seems to be heading in the right direction, and the outlook is positive. On the international front, stronger than expected growth in France supported stable Eurozone business activity in August. But factories could face a tougher September as the new orders index stumbled. The Market Economics Composite Index edged up to a seventh-month high of 53.3 from July's 53.2. Market Economics said the index pointed to GDP growth of 0.3% this quarter, matching a Reuters poll earlier this month that showed the Eurozone outlook was stable but lackluster. Looking ahead to upcoming economic releases, we start with personal income and spending released on Monday, August 29th at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. We expect personal income to rise 0.3% in July, a step up from the 0.2% increase the prior 2 months. Nominal spending should rise 0.4%, but the increase will be driven by services and autos. The GDP deflator index will be unchanged between June and July, but the core PCE should be up 1.5% from a year earlier. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index for July will be released on Tuesday, August 30th at 10 a.m. We look for consumer confidence to rise 1 or 2 points in August, settling in at an index level just under 100. The index is sensitive to labor market conditions, and July was good to us in terms of employment and income growth. July pending home sales will be released on Wednesday, August 31st at 10 a.m. Pending home sales likely rose another 1% in July, which would be the second monthly gain. Conditions continue to be in place for home sales to strengthen further. The August ISM Manufacturing Index will be released on Thursday, September 1st at 10 a.m. Look for the index to rise modestly from the July reading of 52.6. We think production picked up slightly in August, but only at a modest pace. The outlook for manufacturing is looking better, but the first half of the year was negative. July construction spending will also be released on Thursday at 10 a.m. Construction spending is expected to increase nearly 1% in July after being soft for the last few months. Recent housing data has been mixed, but mostly on the sales side. Housing starts and builder confidence have been improving. The non-residential sector should turn positive after a more than 1% drop in June. And public construction is likely to be largely unchanged. August vehicle sales will be released on Thursday at 4 p.m. We expect sales to fall from 17.9 million to closer to 17 million. Sales were strong in July and a letdown is probable. Sales are trending sideways, but still at a 17.5 million average each month, this is a very high run rate. And finally, August employment will be released on Friday, September 2nd at 8:30 a.m. We look for employment to add nearly 200,000 jobs in August. Payrolls were up strongly in the last 2 months, including the 255,000 additions seen in July. That pace is unlikely to continue, but the overall level should still be good.
If you enjoy FTR on the go, we recommend that you subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher and to share this with your colleagues. To read the full blog, visit blog.ftrintel.com. Or go to FTRIntel.com to find the latest analysis from FTR, your transportation intelligence experts.